Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Help me one moment while I just shut up here. Hello, everyone. My name is Sean, and I am the host and executive producer of Smart Talk, and I want to welcome you to today's podcast. We have been listening to Go Into the World by Father Ken. It is his latest project, and it is fantastic. So just bear with me one moment, and I will silence this so we can get into today's lesson. It looks as if Facebook has temporarily dropped out, but that is okay. We will keep going with the broadcast. I want to welcome you to today's broadcast. It is episode 11. Episode 11. Can you believe it, family? Episode 11. And of Twan Talk Daily Devotional. And so God bless you on today. All right, so family, bear with me one moment. What I want to speak to you about today is on the topic of envy before we get into our daily devotional. Let me check one thing real quick for my Facebook Live family. I just want to check one thing. Okay, that's connected. All right. It looks as if we are having a few challenges, but that is okay. And we are back with Facebook. Family, I just wanted to make sure that my ISP was properly connected because sometimes it just picks up different internet service providers. So I wanted to make sure since I saw Facebook had dropped out. So family, once again, my name is Sister Twan, and I would like to welcome you to episode 11 of Twan Talk Daily Devotional. And I'm so happy that you are here to join us on today. So I always like to begin with the topic of discussion before we get into today's daily devotional. And so the topic of discussion today is envy. And I have a great story I want to share with you, a short story I want to share with you on how God dealt with me on envy, especially this morning. Hello, Pastor Morris. Oh, I love you. I love you and your beautiful wife. And I am so in awe of the things that you do for the community and for the kingdom of God. And so, family, the definition of envy is one of the capital or deadly sins. It is sadness or melancholy at the gift, natural or supernatural, good fortune or success of another, precisely because these are seen as a loss to oneself or a diminishment of one's own excellence. It is a violation of the virtue of charity, and another word for charity is love. So before we get into today's daily devotional, family, our topic of discussion is envy. Family, let me ask you, those of you that are on Facebook Live, those of you that are listening to the podcast via Blog Talk Radio, those of you, my email family, let me ask you, have you ever felt the spirit of envy before in your life, either recently or in the past? Do you still deal with envy? Such as me, you know, I don't really envy a lot or deal with that spirit a lot, but this morning in particular, I dealt with it. I saw a vehicle as I was riding to Mass, on my way to Mass this morning over at St. Paul's, and on the way, I saw this beautiful vehicle, this beautiful SUV, and I began to sort of desire it. And I just took delivery of a beautiful SUV myself, SUV truck, that the previous owner was a millionaire, And they kept it in good condition, and they kept it in South Carolina. And so it wasn't exposed to the harsh winters here in Binghamton that we experienced. And so I took delivery of this Chevy Equinox, beautiful, fully loaded, custom leather, all of this, all of the gadgets, everything you could ever want, imagine, and then some. But here I am this morning, riding to church, and I looked at another vehicle and began to desire it as if the vehicle that God just blessed me with was not enough. And I had to repent. And nothing is wrong with wanting more and wanting to do better. But I began to feel like my vehicle was not sufficient enough, wasn't significant or anything, or it wasn't a blessing just for a glimpse. I myself had to catch myself being envious of something someone else had, someone else's blessing, you know? And then again, I'm on the outside looking in, family. My vehicle works. You know, my vehicle, I don't have any mechanical problems. Who knows? The vehicle that I passed this morning, it may have mechanical problems. Or, say, the owner, the payments may be so high if the vehicle wasn't bought straight out with cash because it was a brand-new vehicle. It was used, but it was new, you know, a newer model, a later model. And so you never know, family, that car payment, it could be a stranglehold on the owner. And a financial burden. And so where I may look at this vehicle and say, oh, my gosh, this is so nice. And the vehicle, it was just as nice as my current vehicle. Not taking nothing away from my current vehicle, but I had to check myself because I began to desire that vehicle more than my current blessing that I just took delivery of. And to me, I felt convicted because that is wrong. It was wrong of me to begin to put that other vehicle as a higher blessing than the blessing that God just blessed me with. I could be walking, family, and I know what it's like to walk. And a lot of y'all know I don't like to drive, so I don't mind taking public transportation or walking or anything. It doesn't bother me because I really don't like driving. But I had to get in touch with that emotion, envy. Let's read that definition again, family, and then we're going to move on to today's daily devotional. So all I ask, family, as I begin to read this definition again on envy, is that we look at our life, look at our current circumstances, look at our current situation, our current predicament, and we have an attitude of gratitude that we are mindful to thank God for what he just blessed us with, for what he has blessed us with, and that we not look to the left or to the right or look at the other things that other people have, whether it be our friends, our family, our coworkers, our business partners, those entrepreneurs out there. There are a lot of you who tune in, and the only boss you have is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because you are an entrepreneur, you know? But just like I had to repent because I was a little bit envious of this beautiful car, this beautiful SUV truck that I saw this morning, and I began to esteem it higher than the blessing that God had just blessed me with. We all have some things that we need to deal with in the area of envy. And if I'm speaking to you on today, let's just be mindful of our current blessings, and let's look to God, let's look to the hills from where our help comes from. It comes from him. He is our source, and there's nothing wrong with setting goals. And if you want to improve on your current situation, or say you want a better car than the one that you have, there's nothing wrong with those wants and those desires. But let that desire not supersede your current blessings at this current station and dispensation in time. Let's be grateful for the vehicles that we do have. Those of you who have your license and are legally driving, because I know people, and I've had people that I've employed and that have helped, and I've had them drive for me, and they did not have licenses. You know, Lord help us, Jesus. But I know that they needed that income source, and so I gave them a job of being my driver. And God protected us and kept us safe, and they were actually good drivers. It's just they were probably going through something from a legal perspective that their license are currently suspended. So, family, let's just have an attitude of gratitude. Whatever it is in your life, if you have or you are dealing with the spirit of envy, you know, it could be wanting to covet someone else's wife, someone else's husband, someone else's home, someone else's bank account. Let's be mindful to not covet those things and know that God is enlarging your territory and truly God is blessing you indeed. And at the appointed time, he will give the increase. So we need not covet what our neighbors have, what our business partners have, or anything like that. Because God has not forgotten about you on today. And you are a child of God, which means you are favored. You are highly blessed and favored. And God favors you. And God knows our needs. If he can provide for the birds, they don't work necessarily, not like we do as humans. And if he can provide for the plants, what more will he provide for those of us, his creation, man, humanity, whom he loves, whom he created to worship him? What more will he provide for us? So be encouraged on today, and let's just be mindful and do a brief self-examination of our lives in the area of envy. As I read the definition once more before we get into the daily devotional, envy, one of the capital or deadly sins. It is sadness or melancholy at the gifts, natural or supernatural, good fortune or success of another, precisely because these are seen as a loss to oneself or a diminishment of one's own excellence. It is a violation of the virtue of charity. And family, I'm speaking to a bunch of people who have the spirit of excellence on today, God's spirit of excellence on today. And I love you. I love you so much. So without further ado, family, let's get into today's daily devotional. And the daily devotional scriptures for today are Zechariah chapter 8, verses 20 through 23, and the Gospel of Luke chapter 9, verses 51 through 56. And so I have it currently on Zechariah 8, verses 20 through 23. So bear with me one moment. All right. And so Zechariah 8, 20 through 22 reads. And actually today I'm going to take it down to 23. I just didn't highlight it in my book. Thank God I have my highlighter, family. Thank Lord for the God who provides Jehovah Jireh on today. Hallelujah. Had my highlighter right there when I saw that error. Praise God, y'all. Again, I am a living example. Lord, I only had two scriptures, two verses highlighted, and I was supposed to have more highlighted. I was supposed to have all four of them highlighted. Lord Jesus, again, family, I am a primary example. If God can use me, he can use you. He can use anybody. Hotmess.com. Okay, and it reads, family, thus says the Lord of hosts. And I'm reading Zechariah 8, verses 20 through 23. Verse 20, and it begins, thus says the Lord of hosts, there will yet come peoples and inhabitants of many cities, and the inhabitants of one city will approach those of another and say, come, let us go to implore the favor of the Lord and to seek the Lord of hosts. I, too, am going. Many people and strong nations will come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to implore the favor of the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in those days, 10 people from nations of every language will take hold, yes, will take hold of the cloak of every Judahite and say, let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Let me read that again since I sort of messed that last little sentence up. Let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. And this is part of the three oracles, Judah and the nations. And as we stated, family, in some of the beginning episodes, Judah simply means praised, right? And so, family, let's go over to Luke chapter 9, verses 51 through 56. Luke chapter 9, verses 51 through 56. Oh, this word is so good. This word is so good. God is speaking to the nations on today. He is speaking to you on today. Can you hear his voice in that still, small silence? Can you hear his voice on today? Is he saying to you today about your ministry, about your spiritual gifts, about your natural talents and abilities? The Lord is speaking to Judah on today. Praise be unto God. All right. So Luke chapter 9, verse 51 through 56, this is the journey to Jerusalem, Luke's travel narrative. Departure for Jerusalem, Samaritan in hospitality. Verse 51 begins, when the days for his being taken up were filled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there. But they would not welcome him because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. Excuse me, family, I have a runny nose today. I'm sorry. When the disciples, James and John, saw this, they asked, Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them? Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. Wow. Wow. Jesus' journey to Jerusalem. That is so good. So, family, I say to you on today, excuse me, all that you have done to us, O Lord, you have done with true judgment, for we have sinned against you and not obeyed your commandments, but give glory to your name and deal with us according to the bounty of your mercy. Family, thank God that we serve a truly merciful God, a very gracious God, a generous God, a loving God, who deals with us according to the bounty of his mercy, not your neighbor's mercy, not your spouse's mercy, not your parents' mercy, but God's mercy. Praise God. Know that God is with us. That is today's responsive reading. So as we get into today's responsive reading, it is God is with us. How many of you are glad about it? I'm so glad about it, and I know you're glad about it too. His foundation upon the holy mountains, the Lord loves. the gates of Zion, more than any dwelling of Jacob. Glorious things are said of you, O city of God. God is with us. I tell of Egypt and Babylon among those that know the Lord, of Philistia, Tyre, Ethiopia. This man was born there, and of Zion they shall say, one and all were born in her, and he who has established her is the Most High Lord. God is with us. They shall note when the people are in rows, this man was born there, and all shall sing in the festive days. My home is within you. God is with us. Hallelujah, hallelujah, family. The Son of Man came to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. God is with us. Remember your word to your servant, O Lord, by which you have given me hope. This is my comfort when I am brought low. John 3:16 reads, by this we came to know the love of God. Christ laid down his life for us, so we ought to lay down our lives for one another. Hallelujah. Family, as I often say, time flies when you're having fun. Hallelujah on today. Wasn't today's devotional good? I'm so happy that you just decided to join us on today. Excuse me. I would like to close with a few general prayers, family. And then I'm going to give some shout-outs. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us evil. Amen. Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And family, amen just simply means, a lot of you pastors out there, y'all already know, because y'all know the Greek, y'all know the Hebrew, y'all know all of the Arabic, you know, you guys know it all. But family, the word amen is simply to testify, I believe on today. So when you say amen, you now, or when you say amen, Facebook family, or when you say amen, Blog Talk Radio podcast family, you're simply saying, I believe on today. And I don't know about anybody else, but I am talking to a family, a network, a group of believers who are empowered on today. And I love you so much because Christ first loved you. I want to give a shout out to Pastor James Morris. I love you in Tallulah. Heather Lynn, I love you. And whoever else is watching on Facebook, family, y'all know on Facebook, I'm afraid to touch anything because it may go kaput and I don't see anybody. So Facebook, I love you on today. You now, you guys sit put and I'm going to give you some shout outs. I love you. My Blog Talk Radio family tuning in to the podcast episode 11 today. I love you so much. And God bless you. God bless you on today. My name is Sister Twine. I broadcast here Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 10:30-ish or 10:30 to 11 a.m. But let's just go ahead and say 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. And I bring you my daily devotionals. I love you so much. Facebook, I love you, and I will see you tomorrow. And I'm excited to see what the Lord has to say to us on tomorrow. But right now, I'm so happy for us right now at this present moment. I'm so happy for you. I want you to go and be blessed and go into all the world and declare that Jesus is Lord, Lord of all. Bye-bye. I love you so much. Bye-bye, Facebook. Okay, you now, please forgive me for, as I have a little bit of a runny nose, I sat outside recently, and yesterday it was a little chilly up here. I took my trash out, and I didn't put my coat on, I didn't put my wrap on, and so, therefore, you know, I got a little bit of a runny nose on today, but God is the healer. I'm not moved. I went on ahead. And even though I'm congested and went on with the broadcast, the family, the show must go on. They say that a lot in the entertainment field. And when I was in the entertainment field, I had a, I have a loose hair. So when I was in the entertainment industry, they would say, you know, the show must go on. You hear that a lot among entertainers. And so, family, I say to you on today, regardless of how you feel when you wake up, the show must go on, and you must wake up and give God glory and go about your day knowing that God is with you. God is for you, and it means more than the world against you, knowing today that no weapon that is formed against you can or shall ever prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you, God will condemn it in the name of Jesus. The gates of hell shall not prevail against you on today. Know this one thing. Know this one thing. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. So let me give a few shout-outs, family. Aim Goldberg and Anna B12. Anna, I want to thank you so much for watching. Aim, I want to thank you so much for watching. Anybody else, I want to thank you so much for watching. My Blog Talk podcast family, I want to thank you so much for watching and for listening. Bear with me one moment while I disconnect my Blog Talk radio family.